welcome back. It's the Labor Day weekend version of the Grilling Guys. September 1 already, Bob. Can't believe the summer has flown by, but it has. And so press on to our favorite season. That would be tailgating, hunting, and a little bit crisper weather every
and
morning.
And some camping. It's still right. Good. It's actually some of the best camping weather because you're not baking in a tent
right.
at 95 degrees
right.
with swatting mosquitoes. Now the mosquitoes are only out in the day, and maybe they come around the fire at night a little bit.
Right.
But you're right. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you hanging out for an hour. Don't forget to check out our website. It's thegrillinguys.com. And there's just all sorts of resources there. You can check us out on various social platforms. It's The Grillin' Guys. My Twitter handle's Grillin' Guy, but I never tweet, so don't worry about it.
Right. Exactly. So you're sitting around the fire, you've got maybe an extra day or two this weekend, and you're like, what can we do that'd be kind of cool to, make a little bit of food, a snack, while we're all sitting here? And we're back to these things that I think are one of the most wonderful inventions that ever happened, and it's so damn simple. And when I grew up, they were called Tonka toasters, but they're the little clam thing, which has got like a 2-foot handle on it and a wood on the end. And you put all kinds of stuff inside this, clamp it together between two pieces of bread, and you cook it on the fire, man.
Yeah. And I don't know why they're called Tonka. We always called them hobo pies.
Right.
But I think most people call them Tonka. Right. And it must be Tonka made them.
Don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. Or Mattel.
Came with a little dump truck you can play with in the sand, right?
Yeah. Hey, go play in the fire. Dump your hot coal, son.
Right, yeah.
So they're wonderful. When my best girl and I went on our anniversary trip to the UP a few weeks ago, we camped a couple nights. And we wanted to keep our packing really light and simple and our meal preps real simple. And because we just took my Jeep, and there's not a lot of room for, you know, it's not like the suburban days.
Right, yeah.
So she said, hey, we'll bring our pie makers, our hobo pies, our Tonka machines. And we brought two of those. And here's the beauty of it. You don't have to always use bread. One night we did burritos, or basically put tortillas in them. The key is to bring some Pam with you and spray them with Pam, because the tortilla shells, you can't really butter like a piece of bread.
Right.
But if you're using bread, you butter them. Now, when I was in the Boy Scouts, were you in the Boy Scouts?
Oh, yeah.
Did you do the Klondike Derby and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't you have those Tonka?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so what we would do is we would butter the bread with like ridiculous amounts of butter.
Right.
Because that makes it better. And then we'd put apple pie filling in them.
There you go.
And clamp them shut, trim off the crust, throw it in the fire, and we could not wait for the thing to be done.
Right. And then it was like molten apple pie filling on the inside. You had to be so careful when you took that first bite.
But you ate it.
Right, yeah. Burned my mouth.
Burned the heck out of it.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait. So
since you've gotten older, you kind of maybe have upped your game a little bit on what you put inside
does
of
that.
There.
Yeah. Right? My best girl does that. And she like does pizzas with them, a little bit of pizza sauce. And cheap white bread's all you need.
Right.
But you do have to butter it.
Yeah, to get it to release, and you want it to be like a grilled cheese sandwich.
It makes it like a pizza crust, or like a pie crust.
Yep.
But pizza sauce, a little mozz, and some pepperoni and green pepper.
Right.
They're fantastic. Go easy on the sauce, because this thing's going to lock all that moisture in. So you got to be kind of careful on
it. Another one that works is pita bread. Gives just a little bit different profile.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Right? It's just a little more dense and gives you a little bit different profile.
Or flour tortilla.
Right. Yeah,
yeah,
all of those things.
But we use corn tortillas, but flour would work just as well. Now, sometimes when we go camping or go to a campsite, we'll pre-cook some of the food with us. Like, so if you want some ground meat, it's much easier just to cook it up at home and put it in containers in the cooler.
Yeah.
It saves you packing some of that stuff in.
Well, especially in this hobo pie recipe, is you don't want to put raw product inside of the
bread. You don't know if
bread.
It's cooked. Yeah.
You're not going to know if it's going to get cooked.
Yeah.
So if you put the cooked ground up burger or crumbled up burger rather in there, start getting creative. I mean, you know what you like.
So that's why I'm saying you put a little ground beef in there and some shredded cheddar, close it up, and you've got a wonderful cheeseburger. I mean, you could throw whatever you wanted in there, but again, watch the liquids because you don't want the thing squirting all over
stuff,
you.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'd stay away from lettuce and tomatoes and stuff like that. They don't go well inside that sealed container that's kind of steaming itself.
No, you don't want any too much water in there.
Right.
But another really good one is ham and cheese. Anyway, those are just Tonka pie makers are a great way to do something over the campfire.
Right. Another thing that's fun to take to these longer weekends that you can make ahead are the jalapeno poppers. And I found that you can do them where you cut the end off and it creates a little vessel, or you can cut them lengthways in half and you create the little boat. And to me, I like the little boat a little better because I feel like I can get more stuff in there. I can mix it all up in a bowl and then just lay it on that little boat. If I still want to wrap them with bacon, I can wrap them. There again, when you put your recipes together, whatever it is, I had one at a restaurant. I think I mentioned it 5 or 6 weeks ago, but it's worth it again because it was really different. Is they had peanut butter and leftover brisket at a barbecue place.
It's at that barbecue place by your work.
Right, yeah. And they used that and wrapped that in bacon and put it in there. Just the peanut butter was just a very interesting flavor profile, and it kind of cut the heat.
I have to try one of those.
Yeah, and
it was not far from here, right?
Right. No, be after the show today.
We'll go I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, you're batching it. Why not? Right. But
yeah,
anyway.
Gosh, some other things, like a good thing to bring to a weekend camp is a battery powered rotisserie. They have these really cool rotisseries you can buy online or maybe in your favorite camp supply store, but it's a couple giant forks that go in the ground and then a nice big spit with a battery-powered rotisserie motor on it. And you can get, you know, a couple birds, like if you bring up some frozen pheasant, whatever you bring camping, generally we try and bring it frozen. So if it's not frozen, we freeze it before we bring it because depending on how long you're staying, it helps. It's part of your ice. It helps keep your other food cold.
Same thing with bottled water.
Yeah.
If you want to bring a bunch of bottled water to camp with you, take a dozen of them and freeze them and throw them in the bottom of your cooler.
Yeah, don't do that with your beer, though.
Right. No, because you don't need to freeze beer. It's not going to be around that long.
Well, anyway, so having one of those pits is pretty nice. We'll have to do a show on fall camp equipment because I just keep seeing more and more cool equipment on the market. And I don't know. I get really excited when you talk about building a fire and throwing food on it. I think bringing the right beer up might be a big consideration, too.
You know, there is any more with all the craft beer that's on the market. I find myself planning on what kind of a day do I want to have. Because if I get into some of the bigger craft beers, two and done, baby.
Well, take a nap.
Yeah,
take a nap,
right.
Start over.
But if I want to,
I've never seen you two and done. I think that's a bold-faced lie.
No, it ain't. but you know what? I'm a man, and it's time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
A true man will always give his buddies a way out of stuff they don't want to deal with. Such emergencies include her cousin's wedding, her cat's funeral, her dad's prostate exam, dinner with her parents, her pap smears, the opera and marathon viewings of The Hills.
And might I add the garage sale trip.
Oh, I've never been asked to do that.
Take the garage sale trip.
No.
That is the ultimate sacrifice. If you're a man that'll go garage sailing with your wife or significant
turn
other,
your card in.
Oh my goodness, I can't do it.
You've been asked before.
Oh, definitely.
Really?
And got that pissy look, like you're not going with me.
Well, I'm lucky.
And I'm like, no, I'm not going
to
go.
I'm lucky. My wife doesn't go to those and will not put one on.
Right. Well, then we're dealing with both right now. So
you go to yard sales so you can sell it in your yard.
Right. Well, yeah.
Salvation Army's for.
Yeah, we've got some scenarios going on at home that we've got to unload a bunch of stuff with. We had a little mishap. But anyway, yeah, that's a great man law because, you know, sometimes you just got to let her go do it by herself.
So let's, in the next segment, I want to talk a little bit about a really easy dessert to do on a campfire.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about pounding your cake. Stick with us.